The Gemara here obviously begins the drashos dealing with the Megillah and the famous introductions, the different psichos that were used by the Tanaim and the Amoraim to introduce the discussions of the Megillah. So the Chafetz Chaim has a beautiful essay called Sipis LeYeshua about literally awaiting the coming of Mashiach, and he expresses and shows how Hashem will never abandon the Jewish people, and he does it in a beautiful way based on the Gemara here in Megillah and Daf Yud Aleph. He begins by citing a pasuk in Shmuel Beis in Perek Adal. There is the famous episode of the Isha of Tekoa. The Isha of Tekoa was sent by Yoav to go convince David to have Rachmanis on his son Avshalom, and as a father would look upon his son who has abandoned him. So there the woman of Tekoa is speaking to David HaMelech about not banishing his rebellious son Avshalom, and she says, "V'lo yisa Elohim nefesh v'chashov machshavos levilti yidach mimenu lidach." That Hashem devises a means where none of us are banished ever. That Hashem always keeps us in some closeness to Him, no matter what goes on in our lives. The Jewish people are the firstborn of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, banim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem, and the point of galus is to move us towards tshuva in the right direction. And even if we don't still do tshuva, says the Chafetz Chaim, we know that Hashem loves us. And he brings a beautiful Gemara here in Megillah and Daf Yud Aleph Lamed Aleph. The Gemara says, Shmuel Amar, Lo ma'astim v'lo ga'altim l'chalosam. This is a pasuk that they are darshaning in Vayikra, in the Tochacha, in Parakha Vav, and it says, Lo ma'astim, I will not reject them. This is in the days of the Greeks, Bime Yavanim, Velo Gaaltim, and I'm not going to abhor them. This is Bime Haman in the days of Haman, Lahafir Brisi Tam, to destroy, to break my covenant. This is in the days of the Persians or the Romans, according to some Gersos, Ki Ani Hashem Elokeihem, because I'm Hashem your God. And this is in the days of Gog and Magog, that Hashem will always be with us. There's never a time where Hashem will abandon us or forget or not care for the Jewish people. There's a beautiful pshat here. It noted that this is the last of all of the psichas, of all the introductions to learning the Megillah. This is the one at the end of all the Tanaim Amoraim. So Rav Mordechai Yosef Liner writes in the Tiferes Yosef, he says, why is this the last one? Because he's been paying attention to all the drushos. They're all very negative. The Jewish people sinned, that we did bad, and Hashem was going to punish us. All the drushos are not so beautiful or nice in the eyes of what the Jewish people had behaved as. So he says, this is the last drasha. Why? Because regardless of what you may find in the Megillah, the difficulties and the tzaros and all the sins of the Jewish people, Hashem is never going to abandon us. Hashem is never going to let us go at the end of the day, no matter what. There's a beautiful comment of the Ruach Haim HaKadosh. He writes in Vayikra Perach Hafei, Ki keitz hagolos yeshnu, the gula will come no matter what. Afilu hiyo Yisrael Rishayim Gemurim. Even if all the Jewish people were totally evil, Chas v'shalom, says the Ruach Haim HaKadosh, the gula would still come. Now that happens to be a machlokas in the Medrash Tanchuma, but the Ruach Haim HaKadosh is going with a shita that says, no matter how bad we are, the gula would come no matter what. The Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kufla Mates, famously says, Esther min haTorah minayin, where is Esther found in the Torah? The reference in the book of Esther. So the Gemara answers with the words, Vanochi haster astir panai, that I will hide my face from them on that day. Because the most difficult warning, the worst thing that we could ever hear from Hashem is that Hashem would hide himself from us at any point in time, in any point in history, that God forbid, chas v'shalom, Hashem would stop communicating with us, stop paying attention to us as His children. And that's how Chazal found a hint in the book of Esther. We know that Esther is one of the only two books in Tanakh where Shem Hashem is not found. The other is Shir HaShirim. But that is not so difficult because the whole book is a love letter between us and Hashem. So it kind of, it's an allegory. So it makes sense that Hashem's name isn't there. And it's not such a striking, it's not such a shocking thing that Hashem's name isn't in Shir HaShirim. We often don't think about it because we always use save the trivia for Megillas Esther. But Shir HaShirim also doesn't have Hashem's name. But regardless, in Esther, we're told, "Lahashmid laharug la'abed es kol Yehudim minar v'adzakin tofen Hashem b'yom echad," that he wanted to have genocide across the entirety of the Jewish people, and it's the only festival of the year that's entirely in Gullus, and we feel distant and we feel far away, and it had nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael, and it's set in a place of Hester upon him, and we're out of Eretz Yisrael where it's harder to feel the presence of Hashem. So I saw that Rabbi Jonathan Sacks notes that it is in the book of Esther where we have an almost secularized world where we search for the presence of Hashem in history and we fail to find it. But he says there's one line in the Megillah that represents, he says, the most powerful statement in Judaism in which we know that Hashem has not abandoned us. And he says, quote, towards the end of Perek Dalet, we find Esther telling her uncle Mordechai about the problems where there might be interceding with Ahasuerus regarding the fate of the Jewish people. And Mordechai listens and then responds with the famous words, Kim hacharesh tacharish beis hazos, revach ve'atzala yamo le'yehudim mimakam acher, v'atu ve'savicha to'avedu, perhaps there will be a saving from somebody else, or perhaps you'll be wiped out. U'mea de'a im la'es kazos, higata l'malchus. Perhaps for this reason, you, Esther, had the sustainment of being in the kingship. And this, he says, is the ultimate statement of Hashgacha Pratis, that wherever we are, sometimes Hashem is asking us to realize why he put us here with these gifts at this time, with these dangers, in this place. Hashgacha Pratis is our fundamental belief that Hashem never abandons us, that he puts us here with something to do, even in the worst hiding of Hashem. If you listen hard enough, you can hear him calling to us as individuals, saying, U'mi yodea im la'is kazos, higata l'malchus. Maybe there's a purpose for what's going on. Even in the darkest, cloudiest times of Hester upon him, Hashem calls us to a saying, there's a purpose. I'm right here behind you, even though you can't see me, I'm right here, and I haven't abandoned you, and I never will abandon you, the Jewish people. Rabbi Soloveitchik would comment every once in a while that he was traveling back and forth from Boston to New York to give shiur in NYU while World War II was going on. He would constantly come across missionaries who would say, you know, you see, God's abandoning the Jewish people, the Christians are correct, citing him chapter and verse in Isaiah in different places that have been abandoned. You know, you have to come to Christianity, come back to the right religion, abandon Judaism because Hashem has abandoned you. And Rabbi Soloveitchik would say that after World War II and the founding of the State of Israel, that there's no greater response to the missionaries and the Christian world than saying that Hashem has not abandoned us, that Hashem's right there with us, along with us, the entire way of the journey. There's an amazing comment of the Ramban. The Ramban in the Sefer HaGeula, in Perek Rishon, in Shar Rishon, this is in the Kisvei HaRamban in Volume 1, on page 263. I'll read to you his language. He says, Mikol makom, hine gulasenu be'adenu b'shuvenu Hashem. He says, the Geula is in our hands, and it's always possible to come back to Hashem. Lo avadnu osah b'roh pishah, and Hashem will never leave us in our sins. V'lo avar zimna ba'orech emei mardenu, kinei Moshe Adonai al v'Hashem. He says, I'll bring you a proof from Moshe Rabbeinu. Maziro sanu b'chol mi hasra. How many warnings, how many possible punishments. This is going to happen to you. This terrible thing is going to happen. Tochecha after tochecha. Moshe gives us all these warnings. B'chol inyan pachad ve'ema, fearful thing after fearful thing. G'chol habo saleinu v'yoser mehema. Each thing worse than the next. Lo hasra banu ma'olam. Not one warning there is in there in the Torah. Shim narach lachto, that if we sing too much, she yaflich otanu meuma acharas, that Hashem would switch us to somebody else. O yishkach osar lagamre, or Hashem would completely forget about us. There's no such warning anywhere in the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu that Hashem would abandon us in any form. And that, says the Ramban, is the greatest comfort for the Jewish people, that there's never ever an option that Hashem would give up on us. The Lubavitcher Rebbe writes in the Igros Kodesh, one of his letters to somebody else, and I've seen this in other places, but I know that the Lubavitcher Rebbe would quote this in a number of places as well. He said, we find only one sage in the history of the Jewish people who is called Maor HaGola, the light of the exile. Who is that? Rabbeinu Gershom or HaGola. Rabbeinu Gershom, the Rebbe of Rashi's Rebbeim, is Rabbeinu Gershom Maor HaGola. So said the Lubavitcher Rebbe, why? Why is he titled Maor HaGola? So what's Rabbeinu Gershom famous for? His takanos, the charam of Rabbeinu Gershom, besides the mail. Let's put the mail one, reading other people's mail. What's the other two famous takanos? That you can't have more than one wife, and you can't divorce your wife against her will. So he says, that's why. Because Rabbeinu Gershom Maor HaGola, in the midst of the gullus, that which lights up the gullus and brings the geula, is the fact that Hashem will never switch us for anybody else, and he won't abandon us against our will. That Hashem won't push us away. And that represents us being in Gullus and the Geula. And that's why Rabbeinu Gershom, so to speak, is kind of acting on behalf of the Jewish people, mimicking in a way the feelings that Hashem has for us in his takanos, that he is the light of the exile, because being an exile means knowing that Hashem will never switch us for anybody else, that Hashem will never push us away, no matter what, in any situation. And that is the message over here of Shmuel's drasha, that Hashem will never abandon us in any situation, no matter what. Okay, we'll stop here.